Part 1. System. The Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F, system is the organizational structure required to implement H2F doctrine across the Army to optimize soldier lethality. Chapter 1. Principles and Elements. The H2F system is comprised of five critical elements: governance, program, equipment and facilities, personnel, and leader education. These elements are essential to the future success of Army readiness. They ensure and sustain soldier readiness. These elements are driven by three governing principles: optimization, individualization, and immersion. This chapter discusses the principles and elements of the H2F system. Principles. The H2F system formalizes the way the Army trains, develops, and cares for soldiers. This shift marks a change that will continue to evolve over the next 20 to 30 years. The H2F system builds both the underlying capability and capacity within the soldier. Similar to professional athletes, soldiers will optimize their individual performance potential and well-being by becoming stronger, faster, and more ready in both the physical and non-physical domains. Stronger individuals ultimately produce stronger teams. It integrates the domains of H2F into tactics, techniques, and procedures that represent a cultural shift from a focus on physical readiness to an expanded readiness paradigm that includes how soldiers think, feel, and interact with their environment. An understanding of the soldier has always been essential in the history of warfare. This doctrine describes the system of training and testing that prepares the soldier for 21st century warfare. The H2F system directs the training of the whole soldier, the body and the brain, using the most modern and best methods. This doctrine explains the how and the why of the Army's approach to developing soldier readiness, the foundation of every unit's ability to deliver overmatch on the battlefield. It combines the sciences of health and fitness with the art of coaching and mentoring for individual program development, goal setting, motivation, and team building, the capabilities that provide the basis for collective proficiency. Commanders and other leaders ensure adherence to H2F doctrine through unit training plans and the priorities and execution of collective training to maximize the operational readiness of the unit. The principles that drive the H2F system are optimization, individualization, and immersion. Optimization. Optimization of the training program leads to the most rapid improvement in foundational soldier readiness in the initial phase and the building of high levels operational readiness in the sustaining phase. Throughout a soldier's career, optimal programming has the secondary effect of preventing degradation in performance and behavior that might negatively impact readiness. H2F doctrine recognizes that soldier readiness depends on the proper combinations of physical fitness, such as strength, speed, and endurance, and foundational health, such as the cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, and hormonal systems, that are optimized through careful attention to nutritional readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, and sleep readiness. Nutrition, the food, beverages, and supplements in a soldier's diet, provides the nutrients needed to meet the physical demands of training and combat. Soldiers must also maintain mental readiness, the exceptional mental flexibility and endurance, outstanding self-initiative, and superior judgment required in combat. Spiritual readiness supports individual and collective readiness as soldiers negotiate challenging moral and ethical situations in training or operational environments. Finally, proper sleep sustains brain function, cognition, thought processing, the immune system, and recovery after physical activity. individualization. For most of its history, the Army has used an industrial-scale approach to physically train its formations. The optimal physical fitness of the individual was constrained by the need to raise the fitness of the whole. H2F doctrine shifts the focus to individualized training programs with continuance of training in a collective setting. From 2020, the Army will train the whole of each individual soldier to ensure the readiness of the Army. The H2F system supports that approach with expert H2F performance teams, equipment, and facilities. It uses the best exercise science and best coaching practices to assess each soldier and customize to his or her needs. Each soldier, regardless of physical condition, has his or her own program, a periodized, purposeful physical training program implemented across the enterprise allows soldiers to move from one duty station to another without interruption in their readiness training progression. Training schedule development for individual soldiers and units is a complex process. Several variables impact the ability to apply one training schedule across all of the Army. These variables include how units fill, the length of the training cycle, time until deployment, cadre to soldier ratios, shift work, availability of H2F personnel, equipment, and facilities, military occupational specialty, MOS, specific training, and environmental, austere, hot, cold, and seasonal considerations. The H2F system will provide the best training approaches to accommodate these variables and implement rational, optimized programs. Immersion. Immersive programming owned by and delivered in the unit builds cohesion, esprit de corps, and trust. Within a standardized system, where unit readiness resources and outcomes are similar across the enterprise, different unit needs drive variations in the training program to meet the demands of resource constraints, organizational changes, and new mission sets. H2F doctrine links physical and mental training domains, and does so in a system staffed and equipped at levels equivalent to those found in elite performance settings. The facilities, equipment, personnel, and leader education elements described in this doctrine make the performance readiness training experience an immersive one. Immersive training makes the best choice the only choice. It provides the most comprehensive pathway to optimize lethality and ensure overmatch in multi-domain operations. Elements. The H2F system is comprised of five critical elements: governance, program, equipment and facilities, personnel, and leader education. These elements are essential to the success of Army readiness. They ensure and sustain soldier readiness. Governance. The Army's strategic leaders are responsible for the readiness of the Army and the overall governance of the H2F system. Strategic leaders establish the policies and regulations, define objectives, allocate resources, and implement quality controls to deliver performance readiness. This is the governance process. The H2F system aligns and integrates numerous health and fitness programs in the Army under a single governance structure. The governance process ensures efficient and effective H2F programming, provides the necessary emphasis and support to secure resources, and prioritizes effort based on strategic objectives. All performance optimization efforts coalesce under the single governance of the H2F system to integrate evidence-based approaches for optimized performance readiness. When properly designed, governed, and adopted, the H2F system creates a performance readiness platform that prevents physical and non-physical stress from overwhelming the soldier. The most important component of the governance process is compliance. Leaders at all levels must comply with policy, regulation, doctrine, and intent of H2F to enable soldiers to reach the goal of H2F Optimized performance. Volatility in programming, disparate approaches, and deviations from the standard become evident in units very early in training cycles. In the H2F system, high-performing units are encouraged to share their best practices. The Army's H2F leadership, Centers of Excellence, and H2F Schoolhouse will disseminate the training doctrine across the enterprise and professional military education. This approach will reduce the unpredictability in readiness training that soldiers currently experience as they move among units and across operational environments. The ability to provide oversight and support, collect and disseminate best practices, develop funding requests, and conduct assessments depends upon the H2F personnel in the unit and their unit leadership. However, without command authority, no accountability exists to assess and reset H2F initiatives, effectiveness, or redundancy. This Army's H2F special staff provides strategic leadership and future direction for H2F doctrine, policy, personnel training, and development. The United States Army Center for Initial Military Training, U.S. Army CIMT, is the Army lead for holistic health and fitness. U.S. Army CIMT's H2F Directorate is responsible for doctrine and training development. The H2F Directorate coordinates H2F personnel, equipment, facilities, and services contracts. The H2F Directorate collects and analyzes data relating to H2F operations across all locations and with all supported elements. U.S. Army CIMT develops and promulgates lessons learned and best practices, as well as provides technical expertise and quality control for the H2F system. Governance includes providing program standards, surveillance, analysis, research, and evaluation of the H2F system. This is a critical priority. It informs leaders on the status of the force, as well as readiness of the Army. Effective assessment and analysis of the system outcomes prevents the diversion of resources and energy into ineffective programming that does not support the continuous progress of a soldier's readiness from unit to unit, installation to installation, across his or her Army career. Standards. As described in Army and Department of Defense, DOD, regulations, commanders and other leaders are responsible for training to regulatory and doctrinal standards. They execute the planned training described in this doctrine. Standards remain constant as performance levels increase, but the conditions become more demanding. Surveillance. The H2F surveillance system aims to develop tangible, results-oriented, actionable information designed to answer the commander's critical information requirements. What forces do I have? What is my surge capability? What is my risk if I reallocate force? What is the readiness of my force? And do all my subordinate commands have the same readiness picture? Biometric data. Centralized collection and analysis of data from wearable technology, H2F personnel observation, and soldier inputs or surveys allows coaches and mentors to set training goals, develop training programs, track the effects of training, and adjust training to improve performance. Examples of H2F biometric data points include sleep efficiency and duration, foot time, training intensity and duration, exercise heart rate, and power output. Survey data. Survey data focus on the individual soldier's health and fitness outcomes to direct changes to improve his or her deployability. Surveys conducted by H2F performance experts and soldier self-reports identify the early onset of physical and psychological dysfunction. Inspection data. Staff assistance visits and unit inspections give commanders real-time knowledge of the unit's program and readiness status. See AR-1-201 for details on inspections. Research and analysis. Analysis informs decisions about changes to individual soldier and collective programming. Regularly conducted, Empirical research and analysis allows for immediate adjustments to training cycles. These data permit adjustments to training and testing standards, as well as development of unbiased health and fitness recommendations to improve readiness. Program. FM 722 is the overarching program for the H2F system, the authoritative doctrine for the way the Army conducts physical and non-physical readiness training for individual soldiers and units. This four-part doctrinal publication and its two Army Techniques publications describe how to design, build, deliver, and test the individual soldier and unit H2F program. It explains the basics of human anatomy and performance physiology that are the foundation for program design. It includes detailed guidance on nutritional and sleep strategies for all soldiers in garrison and deployed settings. Sleep and nutrition are critical in the performance of physical and mental tasks. Special programs are included for water survival training, running skills, free weight training, and pregnancy and postpartum training. Mental readiness is addressed through training on cognitive, emotional, and interpersonal skills. Spiritual readiness addresses the development of qualities derived from a person's worldview, religious, philosophical, or human values needed to endure times of stress, hardship, and tragedy. The H2F system uses deliberate and purposeful training to build soldier performance. Deliberate training uses proven methods and standards. Purposeful training uses the proper training volume, intensity, and frequency while targeting goals based on soldier-specific tasks. Soldier training is never static. Soldiers benefit from positively revising their training approach and finding the best strategy to improve performance. The H2F system will provide a strength and conditioning specialist to ensure soldiers conduct purposeful training sessions in support of rational, longer-term goals. This adherence to a professionally designed and supervised training program will facilitate compliance and rapid progress during the initial phase of training and more incremental gains in the sustaining phase. The sustaining phase is the vast majority of the soldier's career span. Because of H2F, soldiers tend to make better readiness choices when training, and garrison life reflect an environment that makes proper behavior and decision-making the most likely choice. The program is immersive. It does not depend upon appointments away from the unit or online, nor on self-management training systems. It does not pull soldiers away from their work environment, nor push them to complete training elsewhere. The architecture in the unit, both the fixed facility architecture and the framework of training concepts, supports choices that support H2F goals. It is a face-to-face daily program of instruction conducted by the primary H2F personnel. Individual weaknesses are addressed in real time by a professional team of unit-owned personnel in a unit-owned facility. Unit leaders, who also have their own individual H2F programs, understand the tenets of the system and are accountable for their unit's results. The doctrine includes training templates to cover a variety of conditions and constraints. This doctrine recognizes that soldiers and units in remote locations may not have the full complement of H2F trainers, facilities, and equipment. Templates provide examples to speed execution of and compliance with the H2F approach anywhere in the world. They provide a foundation to address the programming needs of the unit. Basic combat training templates incorporate progressive resistance and strength training for the Army Combat Fitness Test, ACFT. 7-day schedules include active recovery, strength, endurance, and speed training sessions conducted in the Army Physical Fitness Uniform, known as APFU, and Army Combat Uniform, ACU. In the 10-week block of basic combat training, the ability to complete several different periods of training is limited, and maximal performance potential will have to be realized in the sustaining phase. Personnel. Personnel in the H2F system are located in units across the Army, all components, all geographic regions. The H2F school is a future capability that will optimize existing competencies within the U.S. Army Physical Fitness School with emergent H2F capabilities to become the Army's premier teaching facility for performance readiness. The H2F school will be staffed with regular Army and Army civilian instructors who are qualified to train and certify unit-level H2F personnel in Army-specific requirements. For professionally credentialed personnel, H2F instructors will conduct resident courses as well as installation-based courses across the Army via mobile training teams. Sister schools in the One Army School System, known as OASS, will provide trained H2F personnel to National Guard and Reserve soldiers. At a minimum, graduates from the H2F school will receive the H2F Additional Skill Identifier, known as ASI. As the H2F system matures and the skills needed for H2F trainers expand, non-commissioned officers, NCOs, will be selected for MOS training at the H2F school. The H2F Performance Team Program Director serves as special staff to the brigade commander. The H2F Performance Team is owned by the unit. H2F Performance Team leaders have backgrounds and occupational specialties in exercise and rehabilitation sciences. They serve in operational units and in United States Training and Doctrine Command, TRADOC, units at the Army's training centers. H2F performance teams will advise their commanders on performance readiness issues to integrate H2F in mission planning and personnel decisions. Serving as special staff to the commander, these advisors, educators, and training leaders ensure that standardized H2F programming is implemented. H2F leaders will possess the knowledge to provide feedback on preventable H2F threats to the soldier readiness mission. They lead the implementation of the appropriate countermeasures through soldier training and education in coordination with other members of the H2F performance team and unit leadership. The H2F performance team of experts and administrators designs, builds, delivers, and tests the unit's H2F program. With command support, the H2F Performance Team and Soldier Performance Readiness Center, SPRC, promote an optimal readiness mindset, a culture of readiness that flows from meticulous attention to detail and compliance with the H2F program. H2F permeates every military operation, no matter what size and scale. For example, H2F occupational and physical therapists move with their command teams, circulating during combat training center rotations to eliminate medical evacuations from field training exercises, FTXs. In a special operations unit in Afghanistan, a quick reaction team's physical therapist and performance psychologist move out to a mountain team coming off a tough mission. Their presence demonstrates that the unit cares about the team. The team rules out the need to evacuate, reviews reconditioning and recovery exercises, checks exercise equipment, and reassures soldiers about minor aches. This biological, psychological, and sociological approach facilitates the healing process and a quick return to the fight. Soldier lethality is sustained by the deployed H2F performance team. The H2F performance team assigned to a brigade-sized element generally consists of the personnel specialties described as follows. The H2F Program Director advises commanders on performance readiness issues and integrates H2F into mission planning and personnel decisions. The H2F Facility Manager maintains functionality and readiness of the unit's SPRC facility. The Nutrition Programs section coordinates nutrition education and training programs, providing individual and group performance nutrition counseling and education to enhance the combat performance of soldiers in training and missions. The Injury Control section consists of physical therapists and athletic trainers. The physical therapy team provides a full range of professional injury screening, evaluation, diagnosis, and treatment in close proximity to where soldiers train. Athletic trainers provide evaluation, diagnosis, and treatment of acute musculoskeletal conditions before, during, and after physical readiness training. The physical training program section consists of physical strength and conditioning specialists who develop, coordinate, execute, and manage individualized strength and conditioning programs focused on unit mission and individual soldier tasks. The cognitive enhancement program section includes occupational therapists and a cognitive enhancement specialist. Occupational therapists focus on improving cognitive performance skills, mental and emotional skills, and interpersonal skills to optimize individual, team, and unit cohesion and performance. The cognitive enhancement specialist manages and provides cognitive enhancement education and tailored training programs for individuals and teams by operationalizing resilience core competencies and addressing mental barriers to physical performance. In addition to the H2F performance team, the brigade has the following resources assigned to augment H2F programming. Brigade Unit Ministry Team, UMT. Chaplain, Religious Affairs Specialist. Brigade Surgeon's Office, Brigade Surgeon, Brigade Physical Therapist, Embedded Behavioral Health Expert, Brigade Logistics Staff Officer, S4, Food Service Advisor. Additional H2F personnel reside below brigade level as indicated. Battalion UMT, Chaplain, Religious Affairs Specialist, Battalion Physician Assistant, Battalion Medics, 4 Master Fitness Trainer, MFT Instructors, E6 and E7, per Battalion Support Physical Training, 40 H2F Master Trainers, E5 and E6 per Battalion, 8 per Company. Training Brigade H2F Performance Teams are responsible for educating soldiers about physical readiness, nutritional readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, and sleep readiness, as well as the importance of these domains in building and maintaining soldier readiness. It is during initial entry training that soldiers receive the fundamentals for establishing and maintaining their personal H2F. Army Reserve and National Guard H2F personnel are controlled and supported by their headquarters or the state where they work. They are certified in the same one Army school system as their regular Army colleagues. Once certified, these soldiers work full-time in their unit or state, providing H2F training either to a predetermined number of soldiers within a geographical area, city, county, region, or district, or to soldiers attending training at a reserve training center, armory, regional training institute, or professional education center, or SPRC equivalent. Like their regular Army soldiers, Army Reserve and National Guard H2F Master Trainers have civilian or Army certification or licensure in the exercise sciences. They have prior experience in military and collegiate performance settings. When daily individual and collective training is not feasible, Army Reserve and National Guard H2F trainers use face-to-face assessments and needs analyses to develop individual programs they can conduct remotely. Follow-up appointments and small group training sessions, complemented by online performance platforms for remote and deployed soldiers, are used to build and deliver Army Reserve and National Guard soldier readiness. H2F trainer instructors mentor, test, monitor, and report compliance of Army Reserve and National Guard soldiers. In partnership with recruiters, they prepare National Guard recruits for the Occupational Physical Assessment Test, OPAT, and Future Soldier Program, FSP. The manning solutions for Army Reserve and National Guard depend upon the state and unit size and the geographic distribution of soldiers. In a typical scenario, the state's H2F performance team consists of one H2F state coordinator, physical therapist, strength and conditioning specialist, certified mental performance consultant, general schedule, GS-13, or contractor with the following credentials. Graduate degree in health professions, administration or treatment, or exercises sciences. Certification as H2F master trainer instructor by and instructed previously in H2F school. Management of state H2F performance team. Coordination of physical and non-physical programming with partner institutions, Military Entrance Processing Command, known as MEPCOM, United States Army Recruiting Command, USAREC, colleges and universities, commercial partners, Veterans Administration, and non-governmental organizations. Six H2F Master Trainers, Strength and Conditioning Specialist, Sergeant First Class, GS-11 or contractor with the following credentials. Bachelor's degree in exercise science, completed coursework in sport or performance psychology, strength and conditioning specialist, certification in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, known as CPR, and automatic electronic defibrillator, known as AED. Certification, H2F Master Trainer by H2F School. One registered dietitian, GS-12, or contractor with the following credentials. Coordination of nutrition services, Army Body Composition Program, ABCP, trainer and subject matter expert for the state, master's degree in nutrition, board-certified specialist in sports dietetics, known as CSSD. Equipment and facilities. Equipment and facilities are essential to the success of the H2F system. H2F programming is delivered via the SPRC. The Army standard for a brigade-sized unit is a 40,000-square-foot SPRC. The SPRC serves as the unit-owned, fixed-facility hub that delivers a comprehensive, immersive training experience for the individual soldier. The SPRC houses the offices and treatment, teaching, and counseling spaces for the H2F performance team. It is open on a schedule that accommodates the unit's H2F training and workplace needs. Company or platoon-sized units rotate into the building several times per week to receive H2F education, individual programming, specialized training, and coaching from H2F performance team members. The SPRC's outdoor training areas include an obstacle course, ACFT testing lanes and track, terrain running course, sheltered strength training racks, containerized strength equipment, physical training fields, and climbing pods. In an ideal H2F community of practice, this life support area includes medical treatment, barracks, Army and Air Force Exchange Service, known as AFES, and morale, welfare, and recreation, known as MWR, facilities that comply with the H2F approach to optimizing readiness. They create environments of exclusively healthy choices. Leader education. Leader investment is essential to promote, train, prioritize, and improve the readiness of soldiers and units. Leaders drive cultural change by providing the resources for that change. The success or failure of the H2F system depends upon the quality of its leadership. Leadership is the process of influencing soldiers by providing purpose, direction, and motivation. Unit leaders are responsible for the success of the H2F system and are accountable for their unit's results. They have to be highly aware of how the H2F system works, which requires much more than scheduling and supervising the training. New knowledge acquisition is required by leaders at all levels of the Army. H2F encompasses knowledge domains that are not typically owned by one expert. However, because these domains impact the success of the soldier in the garrison and on the battlefield, Army leaders must understand these domains. The goal of H2F leadership education is to prepare leaders to communicate, understand, establish, and support H2F within their organizations. Leaders must understand their organizational role, from supervising to training to resourcing. Whether in command or not, Army leaders possess the knowledge of best practices. The result of this leader education is improved compliance with H2F programming, a reduction in the disparity of readiness programming, and a marshaling of resources. There will be a reduction in the likelihood and severity of physical and psychological injury or disease. These outcomes occur when leaders understand the value and utility of the H2F system. The leadership education element of the H2F system builds awareness and sustains mastery so that leaders can set the example of optimal readiness across the physical and non-physical domains. When leaders extend themselves completely in strenuous training, soldiers more often follow their example. When soldiers feel their chain of command believes in H2F to the extent that the chain of command regularly engages in the activities, soldiers are motivated to greater effort. The unprepared, hesitant leader loses the confidence and trust of soldiers almost immediately. The well-prepared, confident leader gains the respect and cooperation of all soldiers at the outset and builds greater esprit de corps. Institutional Training Domain. The Army's institutional training domain includes Army training centers, functional schools, and professional military education. This domain includes the centers of excellence and schools in TRADOC. H2F instruction is embedded in institutional training and other leader development schools. Examples might include Basic Combat Training, BCT, training for soldiers to learn to fully cooperate with their leaders and fellow soldiers. Orderly movement of soldiers requires a precise and unified effort. A soldier learns that a team works smoothly when every soldier does his and her part. Each soldier learns to respond to commands and learns what fellow soldiers must do. This teamwork is established through the medium of drills. Drills teach soldiers where to place their feet and arms during exercises, how to march, and how to handle a weapon. Over the course of BCT, soldiers find pride in their team's unified response to command. United States Army Medical Center of Excellence contextualized training for enlisted soldiers and officers in medical, professional, military education, and MOS specialty coursework to enable better, rapid H2F support to the units they serve. Examples include H2F Master Trainer Certification for occupational therapists, behavioral health providers, physical therapists, and physical therapy specialists. United States Military Academy. H2F Master Trainer Certification as course requirement prior to commissioning. Reserve Officer Training Corps. H2F Master Trainer Certification as a course requirement prior to commissioning. Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences. Applied Human Performance Optimization courses for medical providers in the Army's medical system. Integration into Officer Initial Military Training, IMT, and Professional Military Education to develop leader H2F skills at each echelon. Operational Training Domain. The Army's operational training domain is the training that units perform while at home station, at maneuver combat training centers, during joint exercises, at mobilization centers, and while operationally deployed. In preparation for managing these operational training situations, H2F leader education occurs in unit professional development classes. Examples include the following: NCO Basic, Advanced, and Senior Leader Courses. Squad Level H2F Leader Course taught by a battalion's H2F performance team. Phase 2 of the H2F Master Trainer Certification Course. Self-Development Training Domain. The Army's self-development training domain is the planned and deliberate learning that reinforces and expands the individual soldier's H2F knowledge. It complements institutional and operational training and enhances understanding of the H2F system's principles and best practices. Examples include distributed learning, phase 1 of the H2F Master Trainer course, civilian and commercial certifications, college-level classes in exercise and sports sciences, and human performance optimization. Holistic Health and Fitness System. Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F, is the Army's soldier readiness system for physical and non-physical training. The Army enables it with the 5 enduring elements of governance, program, personnel, equipment and facilities, and leadership education. The H2F program must meet the commander's training goals to develop and maintain a high level of readiness appropriate to the unit's mission essential task list, individual soldier duty positions, and challenges of multi-domain operations.